producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Program Wednesday, February the 10th, and it's such a good day to be with Donald Trump, if you are on the GOP side anyway. Most people know by now that Trump won quite handily. 35% of the vote was his. He was awarded 8 delegates. John Kasich came in second with 16%. He gets 2 delegates. Was it me who said, Kara, that Kasich would come in second? I did not think Cruz would come in third. I thought Jeb Bush would come in third. He came in fourth. Marco Rubio in a well-deserved fifth place, and maybe it would have been nice if he was lower than that. I'd like to have seen Chris Christie there instead of him. In fact, I would like to have seen Carly Fiorina there instead. Ben Carson may, let's see how he does, and many people are going to say, okay, wait for the next one. Donald Trump, very gracious. Well, maybe he wasn't so gracious. The win in New Hampshire was, I think, a show for him that social and political forces are driving his campaign, and they are strong enough to defy conventional wisdom. But there are still some circumstances in which wisdom does not present itself. Yesterday, because I aired an interview with Madeleine Albright, a radio station, I think it was in Alabama, canceled the program because they don't want to hear from people on the other side. It's decidedly clear to anybody who listens to this program that I feel at this point in time that Donald Trump would be certainly of the choices on the Republican side far better than anybody else. I am no longer a Republican in name only. I'm not a Republican at all. I'm not a Democrat. I'd like to see Michael Bloomberg, frankly, be the president because I think he'd do the best job. But to give you an idea of how the country is thinking, or how some people in the country are thinking that don't even want to hear on a radio program that is, again, hosted by three people who are all right of center, it's not conservative enough. That's what the trouble is in our country, and that's one of the reasons that Bernie Sanders is going to take off. The people are holding on to the last thread of what is the old arcane reality in our country that makes things not work. Anyway, here's Donald Trump.
Well, I'll tell you what. What do we really want to thank, right? We want to thank the people of New Hampshire, right? Do we love the people of New Hampshire? You know, I said it, and I said it even a year ago. I said, I think I'm going to do really well there because I'm here a lot, and it's so beautiful, and I love it so much, and I love the people. And I said, I actually think they like me a lot. And then all of a sudden, we started getting numbers in, and everyone said, how come they like Trump so much? But I have so many friends up here, and they are special, special people. So, New Hampshire, I want to thank you. We love you. We're going to be back a lot. We're not going to forget you. You started it. Remember, you started it.
You started it. It's your fault. 888-302-3684. Let's see, facebook.com/good day, Twitter at good day is a good place for you to go if you have some expression of interest. There isn't a lot of politics, and this because this is not a political program. I don't like separating the left from the right, the rich from the poor, the black from the white, the good and the bad, whatever, however you look at it. But at this point in our history, this is what most people of all ages either are interested. Look at all the young people who were there paying attention to Bernie Sanders. And there were a lot of young people with some of the other Republicans, Bernie Sanders, not a Republican, but some of the other candidates. Whether you like it or you don't like it, I'm not telling you I like things or I don't like things in that order. But the reality is that there are more millennials that are of voting age than there are baby boomers of voting age. And so in this is a country that follows the will of the people. Now, if the will of the people is to have Bernie Sanders as president for whatever the reason, then that's what's going to happen. The revolution has begun. There are some people who don't see that the revolution has begun. They don't get that the revolution has begun. They don't want a revolution. They like it the way it is. Well, that may or may not be the case with you individually, but the revolution has begun. Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders at this point in time lead the pack, both unconventional or non-conventional people that have really nothing to do with the party hierarchy. And the parties don't know what to do about it. These two guys could run on their own without the support of their parties. And certainly Trump could do just fine. But the way the parties are running and the fact that people just don't want to listen to a discussion of the issues from another point of view is sickening, frankly, to me. Bernie Sanders and his message last night, there was very little in it that I thought, there are some things he's saying that are right, but man, woo! Here he is, being grateful.
Because of a huge voter turnout.
Huge!
And I say huge! We won because we harnessed the energy and the excitement that the Democratic Party will need to succeed in November.
Yeah, hey, hey. All right. John Kasich comments from him and his campaign in a moment here on Good Day.
Hey, you woke up today. Big win. Time for a reward. Right now at Burger King, get two hot and flaky croissant-wich breakfast sandwiches for just $4. That's two croissant-wich for just $4 at Burger King. Piled high with crispy bacon, fluffy egg, and melty cheese, and they're two for $4. That's a breakfast deal so good, you may just become a morning person. Get the two for $4 croissant-wich deal today, only at Burger King. Limited time only, price and participation vary.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Business owners are always on the run, but staying connected and organized is really essential to your success. A way to do both? Set up multiple extensions for callers to choose from and have your calls forwarded. This way you'll never miss a call, and you can prioritize based on the extension selected. Take the important calls now and get back to the rest later. Keep listening for more ideas here, and visit grasshopper.com.
There is a moment when you no longer have to look down at your fingers. When everyone else can hear the song in your head, it changes you. There's a moment when you make music. And President's Day weekend at Guitar Center, with Washburn acoustic electric guitars for just $99, AKG headphones just $29, or guitar stands and wall hangers just $2 for $12, you can make it happen. Save up to 60% starting tomorrow at Guitar Center.
How big is Rite Aid's Big Point event? Plenty big. The more participating products you buy with Wellness Plus with Plenty, the more Plenty points you earn through February 27th. Earn 2,000 points when you spend $100, another 1,500 when you get to $150, and yet another 1,500 at $200. That's up to 5,000 Plenty points worth at least $50 in savings. Only at Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Earning based on total purchases from 131 to 227.16. Limit 5,000 Plenty points per card. Plenty is a rewards program. Terms and conditions apply. See plenty.com/terms for details.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, one of my company laptops is having issues way over our IT guy's head.
Well, you can trust Staples tech team to fix viruses, slow performance. We'll even get it back to you the next day.
Perfect.
It's Staples Tech Services next day guarantee.
Let's do it.
You want to check with your IT guy first?
I am the IT guy.
I see.
Make up and running happen. Staples. Make more happen.
PCs received by noon, ready next day by 5. Excludes service requiring replacement parts, off-premise services, and unbootable computers. Visit staples.com/tech services for details.
All right, 16 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. So on the Republican side, it was Trump and Kasich and Ted Cruz and Jeb Bush, Marco Rubio. Let's see how he does here and there. This is, New Hampshire's not typical. New Hampshire doesn't have a lot of the same flavor as many of the other states. But man, is this, when you look around at what's going on, don't you feel like you're left out if you weren't in New Hampshire? I feel left out, even though my state votes on Super Tuesday. Why isn't everybody voting on the same day? Why isn't that a question being asked of the candidates and what they will do about changing it? Bernie Sanders is right when he talks about how corrupt the election system is. That one, he's got me on that one. Here's John Kasich talking about his campaign.
There's something that's going on that I'm not sure that anybody can quite understand. There's magic in the air with this campaign because we don't see it as just another campaign. We see this as an opportunity for all of us, and I mean all of us, to be involved in something that's bigger than our own lives. To change America, to reshine America, to restore the spirit of America, and to leave no one behind. Am I right? That's what we're all fighting for.
All right. Yeah, yeah. Right. Hooray. Hooray for Hollywood. All right, so on the other side, Hillary Clinton was, the two of them, Bernie Sanders more gracious to Hillary Clinton, Hillary Clinton gracious to him. The two of them like each other, and many they have shared views. But man, when she gets up on the podium and says thanks to Barack Obama, we have to continue that. Boy, does that draw a line in the sand. I would think she'd be wanting to. Is that just for the party purposes? I think she'd be wanting to draw a line in the sand and stay as far away from him as she could. But that isn't the. When I was watching it last night, that's what I heard her talk about, how we have to continue what Barack Obama's done. You got to be kidding. Anyway, here she talks behind the chants of Hillary instead of Bernie. It's Hillary or Kasich or whoever. They all yell, Hillary, Hillary, Hillary.
Thank you all very, very much. My goodness. I don't know what we'd have done tonight if we'd actually won. This is a pretty exciting event, and I'm very grateful to all of you. And I want to say, I still love New Hampshire, and I always will. And here's what we're going to do. Now we take this campaign to the entire country. We're going to fight for every vote in every state. We're going to fight for real solutions that make a real difference in people's lives.
You got to be kidding. You're going to support Barack Obama's policies? That's why Bernie Sanders is doing as well as he is, madam. all right. Here's Brian Todd, a reporter, with a focus on the large number of undeclared voters that turned out yesterday in New Hampshire.
What we've learned from the moderator a short time ago is here are the lines of cars. This is going to be key. They're going to station police officers at the ends of the lines of cars at 8 o'clock to mark the close of the vote. Anybody beyond that's not going to be able to vote. But still, a steady stream of cars is coming in here. They want to try to get all of these people in, Wolf. The volunteers here have really been scrambling all night long to get these volunteers here. The story of this precinct today, as many places in New Hampshire, the undeclared voters. We can come in a little bit here. I can kind of take you toward the desks here where the people check in. The undeclared voters have really been the story here. Hundreds of them have come in as undeclared. Then they've broken one way or the other. It takes the average voter about 35 seconds to vote. And what's interesting about this place is, Wolf, if you're undeclared and then you go one way and you want to remain undeclared, you can re-register at another desk to remain undeclared. That, you know, the slogan of this state is live free or die. You can't get more free voting practices than that than here in New Hampshire.
That'd be that way everywhere, don't you think? Obviously, that was a CNN reporter. 21 after the hour on today's Good Day program, starting the day with Info and Convo.
Are Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Jack Steffens, Good Day Program. Jennifer, Richie, and I have Eric Trump. Who taught you how to be good at business? Did your father take your hand and say, this is how to do it? Or were there other people? Or did you just learn from breathing the air in the room?
No, I think we were thrown to the wolves a little bit. No, you know, it's you've got to speak from the heart. Honestly, you've got to speak from the heart. People always say, you know, you get up there and you represent your father so well and he should be so proud. And I always say, listen, it's easy to represent a man who's, you know, you love to death and who's a great man and who's your best friend. I mean, you speak from the heart, and it's very easy. You know, it's much harder when you have to be contrived. And for us, for Don, Ivanka, and I mean, we truly love the guy.
Ivanka's going to have her baby like any second, isn't she?
If she has in New Hampshire, that means we definitely win New Hampshire, right? There's got to be some rule about that.
I think so. If you have the baby, you win. Well, I mean, I'm hoping that you guys win today. I think that you will if the polls stand true. But what is Election Day like for you guys? What a primary day. I know you went through Iowa. What is New Hampshire like? Do you have any? Are there any little good luck things that you guys do, or is it just a constant busy all day long?
No, we're pretty good at keeping busy. Honestly, I think it would be very different than people would imagine it to be. I mean, obviously, we're running around, and we're meeting a lot of people, and we're doing a lot of interviews and things. But, you know, we had the greatest family meal last night. It was Ivanka, Don, myself, my father, Melania, my wife, Laura. And we were at the table, and we were joking. And we were joking
Where
about
were you?
You
were in a restaurant? Did you have a private room in a restaurant, or did you go to somebody's house?
No, we're in a restaurant. We weren't in a private room. We were sitting among people. People were coming up. They were taking selfies and everything.
Oh, cool.
We had the greatest conversation. We ate more than you can possibly imagine. We were laughing. We were having a great time. And honestly, it couldn't have been more relaxed last night. I mean, really, politics didn't even factor into the equation last night.
So what did you talk about?
Everything. We talked about childhood. We talked about Ivanka's baby. I mean, Don's got 5 kids, so he's got a little soccer team running around. And, you know, they're always topic of conversation. And I'm newly married. And,
Congratulations.
No, so we just had a great time as a family.
Do you travel together? Are you on the plane together? Or do you all have your separate ways of getting around because everybody has to be in a different place?
Yeah, well, we're all in different places at different times, so we're all, we're ships passing in the night. But, it was just so fun to get together and have a lot of fun.
At what point did you guys realize your dad is the master of PR, and he, you know, announced a few years ago, all right, I'm going to run for president, and that lasted a little while, and then it just kind of, you know, fizzled away. And then this time it comes out, and I don't
know whether people, how long it took for them to take him seriously. But at what point did your dad go, wow, I've really got some steam going here. This could be real.
Well, there's one thing about being a master of PR, and then there's another thing about being real, right? I mean, so many candidates on stage, they just use the same rehearsed soundbite over and over and over. Listen, we saw that in the last debate.
But No.
I'm not even pointing at a specific person. I'm really not. But, I mean, how many of those people up on stage, you see the same soundbite over and over. You could tell that it's been rehearsed in the closet 1,000 times. And, you know, that's not my father. And I think that's what makes him authentic. And he speaks from the heart. And he's a genuine guy. And, you know, he's amazing. And, you know, in terms of kind of, you know, running 4 years ago, I think we were really the deciding factor for that. I mean, we're running the company right now. You know, we were probably a little bit too green at that point. Now I've been in the company for 11 years. It enables him to step aside and devote his whole life to this race, which is what somebody needs to do if they're going to run for commander-in-chief of the United States. You know, 4 years ago, I think he would have been more reluctant to give us that ability. You know, we hadn't quite proved ourselves yet, and, you know, we were still probably a little bit too young. And timing really worked out this time. I mean, timing really worked out, and I think that's one of the reasons you're seeing it now versus then.
All right, one last question about what he does that embarrasses you. As a kid, when you were growing up, did he ever embarrass you, or do you get nervous about some of the things that he says now that sometimes you say, Dad, please don't say that?
Well, he definitely sent flowers to some girls that he wanted me to date, unbeknownst to me. So I'd find out that I would get calls from the, you know, I got a call from this one girl, you know, thank you so much for the beautiful flowers. I go, I didn't send you flowers. And, you know, and then about 2 seconds later, my mind kind of realized that it was my father who was doing it. So now he's great. I mean, he's just the greatest guy in the world. He's the best. I love him to death. He's my best friend. I mean, he's just an amazing man.
We wish you and your brother and your sister well, and so just keep up the good work. Maybe we'll chat with you again down the line.
A couple of seed company pros offer advice on hybrid seed selection today on the Successful Farming Radio Magazine.
America. She never stops. Thanks to the financial support of Farm Credit, neither do the agricultural producers and rural businesses that call her home. Since the beginning, we've been helping them show the world what hard work can achieve. But the job is far from over. Beyond the fields, orchards, and prairies, America continues to grow. To keep pace, rural communities will need to grow too. Better equipment to grow more crops, updated facilities for safe and secure production, dependable access to utilities and infrastructure. Today and tomorrow, as rural America fulfills its potential to rise a little higher, grow a little further, we'll be there, just as we have for 100 years. Learn more at farmcredit100.com.
Picking the right seed hybrids to plant is no easy task. So many choices, so many variables, and so much just plain guesswork. Mitch Heisler is with Wiffles Hybrids in Illinois.
We need to look at the disease pressure they saw, what insect pressure they had in their fields, and start with genetics first, high-yielding genetics, and then spreading the risk and spread of maturities.
Insect and disease history and the weather all factor into seed decisions. Rebecca Waller is with DeKalb.
It's all about placement, doing a needs assessment of what went well and what were the challenges throughout the year, and making sure that you're working with your local agronomist and dealer to ensure that you're placing the right product on that farm to maximize your profit potential.
Both Wiffles and DeKalb have more help on their websites. For the Successful Farming Radio Magazine.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
I'm Doug Steffen, 20 degrees, and light snow where I am. Where are you, and what's the weather like? A lot of input. Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. Greg said, I think I may have asked this question yesterday, just sort of offhandedly, what's it like where you are? Because we've had a pretty good range of winter weather this past week, and I got stuck. I didn't get stuck in New Hampshire, but the weather in New England affected the voter turnout, not much in New Hampshire anyway. It would have because the people in Massachusetts are wusses. People in New Hampshire are tough. Greg said it was snowing at 24 where he was in Detroit yesterday. Roberta, 77 and sunny in Tucson. Kimberly, 79 in Lake Havasu yesterday. 53 and windy in Tampa. Says Tom. Let's see. Richard said 81. And let's see here. The San Fernando Valley had 91 yesterday. When he sent to me his report, said it was 81, but 91 were the hot spots yesterday afternoon. Anna, 21 with northwest winds in Hibbing, Minnesota. Winds about 20 miles an hour. Maya felt like the mid-60s in Hilo, which is on Hawaii. John, no jacket required, another Tucsonian, 79, 80 degrees there. Dallas, let's see here. this lady sent me a picture of a photo reading zero, but it wasn't. It wasn't in Dallas. She sent a picture from her original hometown, which was Orr, Minnesota. There's plenty chilly there. John's up in Wasilla, Alaska, 27 there yesterday. Richard, another Angelian, 85 degrees. So there's something to think about. Some interesting thought. Here's, we got a lot of, and this is what I like. Thank you. Please do more of this. Just thoughts. don't have to be on anything in the specific range of what we're talking about. Liz on Twitter wrote, great to be connected, Doug. All the best from New Zealand. It's summertime in New Zealand, by the way. Margaret posted on Facebook, Cam Newton acted like a jerk regardless of what he overheard. This guy was taking team pictures on the sidelines while the team he played with were going down to defeat. Why is everybody making excuses for this guy? No excuses. I think the guy is a... how can I be positive about it? I have no sense of feeling. I didn't even know who the guy was because I'm not a football fan before the game. But when I saw him afterwards, wah. Kara, you have friends who are big football fans. I don't get that you are a big football fan. But were there any of your friends who had something to say or thoughts about Cam Newton?
I think people respect him as like a really good athlete. But yeah, most people, I don't know, we're not super impressed with.
Nah.
I mean, it's hard to school your face and, you know, they're focusing the camera on you all the time and you just lost. But it's hard to have sympathy for someone who's making tons more money than I am.
Oh, that's the bottom line, eh? Wah. That sounds like you wah.
Did I complain? I just said that.
No, you just made a statement. That's good. Fine. Got it. Square it up. The trending box at DougStephan.com, in addition to having Donald Trump... I thought it was interesting the way he said he had a huge night and Bernie Sanders had a huge, very Jewish. And that's the story that's trending at DougStephan.com. The fact that Bernie made it as he did, he made history as a Jew. There have never been, I think the only other one in my lifetime that I can remember was Joe from Connecticut. Why do I not remember Joe Lieberman? What a great guy. I became fairly close to him, and I thought he was a great guy. Right. He was vice president when Al Gore was running. Okay, maybe that'll get me thinking. I'll get knocked off a station, Kara, because I said that, because I said I thought he was a good guy. Maybe I'm not supposed to say that. Huh?
How dare you?
Yes. Bernie making history, though. Okay, what else is trending? This story about the Chicago policeman who shot the teenager and then decided to sue the victim's family for emotional trauma. His name is Robert Rialmo, alleges the 19-year-old who he shot dead the day after Christmas assaulted him with a baseball bat and caused him to suffer trauma. So he's suing the family for $10 million in punitive damages. So let's get a little background in case you didn't remember the elements of this story. Quintonino Legrier was a mentally challenged 19-year-old. Was having an episode, knew something was wrong, so he called 911 a number of times to get help for himself. Officer Rialmo arrived on the scene, and Mr. Legrier approached him with a baseball bat. There are a number of differing accounts from what I remember about what happened next, but Legrier was shot four times in the back. One of the bullets went through him and fatally struck a neighbor. Legrier's family filed a wrongful death suit against the city of Chicago. Now the officer involved has filed a lawsuit against the family, saying shooting and killing Legrier has caused him to suffer trauma. Man, I got to tell you something. This one is one for the books. Here's Margaret Howell and Nick Zekvic from Lip TV with more on this.
This is what the lawsuit actually has to say. Officer Rialmo suffered and continues to suffer injuries of pecuniary nature, not limited to medical expenses, damage to person, pain and suffering, and physical and emotional trauma, which are permanent. So he's saying, look, I have PTSD from shooting this this child. He's 19 years old.
Right.
And he actually wants a piece of the money that the city awarded this family. He's suing upwards of $10 million, which... it's just mind-blowing. The embarrassment aspect of something like this, PR nightmare for the city of Chicago. But they thought they'd settled this. This was gone. They don't want this in the press. This guy drags it back in. He's been placed on death duty, I want to point out. He didn't lose his job for killing Legrier.
Of course not. Margaret, look, now I think he just wants to make it look like he's the victim here.
Man. These people, blank, two words I have. One begins with an A, the other one begins with an H. I don't think you have to dig around in this too much to have an opinion. This is a perfect example, for me anyway, of how badly, well, first, Chicago is out of control. The police, the people that run the police department, the people that run the city, they ought to all be recalled, fired. The police department is in shambles, and yet nobody's really paying any attention to it, really, because, I don't know whether it's because it's Obama's hometown or not. I don't know, and I don't really much care. I know that if I were a resident of Chicago, I'd be all over. I would be all over this situation. We need more protest. That's why Bernie Sanders is doing as well as he is. Because people don't want to stand for the status quo. And the status quo here is that the Chicago police don't know what the hell they're doing. They hire guys like this? This guy should never have been hired in the first place. There is need for a thorough psychological exam of everybody who puts on a uniform. This is dangerous work. There are dangerous people. There are dangerous situations. So if this guy had a history of mental problems and his family wasn't on top of it, I would say there's some criticism due them. But does this guy deserve to get shot in the back? Is that what we consider good police work? Those of you who are always sticking up for the police, yeah, all the police are good. No, all the police aren't good. But it starts at the top, and this person should never have been given a gun or a badge or a uniform. I can tell you that right now. If there was a good profile done of him psychologically, he would never, and by the way, this should be an annual thing, physical exam every year, mental and emotional exam every year. You don't pass, you're out. That's it. End of story. Done. This guy couldn't have been, and the way he's reacting shows that he's emotionally unfit for the job. So people say, well, what would you do if somebody came after you with a baseball bat? I don't know. I guess if he was coming after me with a baseball bat, I'd be shooting him in the, at least in his chest or his leg or his arm, wherever the bat, I wouldn't be shooting him. How does he get shot in the back? That would seem somewhat questionable to me. Wouldn't it be a red flag for you? Just looking at it on the surface, as it were. Here's a reporter from Chicago named Suzanne Lemigno talking to the LaGreer family lawyer.
This counterclaim against the estate of Quintonio LaGreer. Officer Robert Realmo says he feared LaGreer was going to kill him. Realmo says he had no choice but to shoot LaGreer. Realmo also says he never saw neighbor Betty Jones. She was blocked from view by a bat-wielding LaGreer. LaGreer family attorney Vasilios Futris.
If he's such a delicate flower, he shouldn't be in the police department.
So your contention is if you sign up for police work, you sign up for a situation like that.
You should be prepared to handle something like this, and if you're not prepared to handle a situation like this, get off the police force.
The officer's counterclaim seeks between $50,000 and $10 million from the teen's estate on the grounds of emotional distress.
First you shoot him, then you sue him. Is that the new standard for the Chicago Police Department?
I'd say that was a pretty good overview of how I'm looking at it myself. Not funny, but yet it is. Or it's absurd. That's why I'm chuckling. It's absurd. Absurd. 44 past the hour on Good Day.
Hey, you woke up today. Big win. Time for a reward. Right now at Burger King, get two hot and flaky croissant breakfast sandwiches for just $4. That's two croissant for just $4 at Burger King. Piled high with crispy bacon, fluffy egg, and melted cheese. And they're two for $4. That's a breakfast deal so good, you may just become a morning person. Get the two for $4 crisp sandwich deal today, only at Burger King. Limited time only, price and participation vary.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Hall of Fame catcher Johnny Bench for Blue Emu.
I've used Blue Emu products for 10 years. They all have deep penetrating emu oil, but now for those hard to reach places, there's Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray, made with emu oil and the same active ingredient as the leading pain relief cream. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray helps with all my joint pains and muscle aches. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Take it from me. It works fast, and you won't stink.
Available at Walmart, Rite Aid, and stores everywhere.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to come in and speak with someone?
Negative, Control. With Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans, you can go through the entire mortgage process on your own and completely online.
Copy that, QL1, but if I wanted to speak to someone, do you think they're out there?
They're out there, all right. Their award-winning client service is beyond anything I've ever experienced.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Number 3030.
The savings are heating up at Lumber Liquidator's Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are now packed with the latest trends from our new catalog, like the hot look of gray flooring. This week, get 20% off reclaimed gray wood look tile. And check out popular hand-scraped styles like High Sierra Pine. Or choose from other varieties of solid hardwood, all up to 20% off. Get great deals on over 35 styles of bamboo from $149 and more from just 49 cents. Plus, 18-month special financing. For the best deals on over 400 floors, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
Valentine's Day is this week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing deal. 2 dozen gorgeous assorted roses with a free glass vase for just $29.99. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings, plus pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. But hurry, this incredible offer expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 4747. That's code 4747.
All right, here we are at 47 and change after the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Another word about the Chicago policeman. I believe that the essence from the LeGrier family lawyer, that he was a delicate flower. If he's so delicate, he ought not to be on the police department. Nobody wants to take responsibility for anything. It's always somebody else's fault. That's what we've grown into in the wimpification of America. Here's Hannah Cranston, who's on a radio, an internet radio program called The Young Turks, with thoughts about this police officer and his lawsuit.
I kind of have like not nearly as egregious as this, but sort of a personal story with this. I had a friend in high school who was killed in a car crash, and it was with another car, and he passed away. And then the family who, was involved in the crash, who walked away fine from the incident, sued his family, or attempted to sue his family for emotional distress or something. Somebody is dead. Like, I don't understand. Like, you have to be such a sociopath to then, you know, come away having been in a situation. Look, maybe he does have emotional distress. Killing somebody, I think, unless you are like a total psychopath, like no emotions or whatever, killing somebody would, I think, cause you a lot of emotional distress. I hope it would cause you emotional distress. But then to sue the family who lost the son, I mean, that's absurd. And it's disgusting is what it is. It's completely, completely disgusting.
I'm with you. Well, we've got a lot of crackpots in this country. A lot of crackpots. There's so much hatred and anger. And so I'm trying to come up with something as we get into the political season, which is known for being nasty and hurtful. Nothing is off limits. We don't have to, though, look to politicians and this nastiness. If we can, and I said something about a radio station that has been carrying this program for, I don't know, 3 or 4 years. They canceled yesterday because they didn't want to hear an interview from Madeleine Albright about Hillary Clinton. I mean, come on. Is that where this is all going? People are so unaccepting. So to get rid of this, I guess it's important not to let the things that are said about those that you support divert you from what you believe. The situation with those who are so intolerant and so angry, and the source of all these hurtful comments, focusing on people's body shape and size is something that gets tossed around a lot. especially if you follow some of the comments that are made by people on Facebook, the bullying. Instagram has become a reserve for outdoing others by making them jealous and trying to get more likes. What do you think about who you are? I would ask you to reflect on that at 51 after here on Good Day.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Stephen's Good Day program. For those of you who don't give up about politics and who's running in New Hampshire, Jennifer is here with what's cooking or what isn't. Well, you have to cook some things to put them in ice cream, right?
We're cooking more than ice cream, Doug.
Yes, we are. Well, but is there Ben and Jerry's ice cream? They have four flavors, non-dairy ice cream. This is something I was talking earlier about what's happening in my system and how dairy is really beginning to get at me.
Thank you for that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, you're happy I gave you that information?
We love knowing how your poops are coming out.
No. It has nothing to do with my poops. It has to do with the phlegm and stuff that's in my system that sort of clogs up my voice.
All righty.
That's much better. All right, so...
You should have paid better attention to the Super Bowl. They had all kind of commercials that could help you.
No, I didn't need to do that, but thank you, Richie, anyway. So there's an almond milk base to these four new flavors. Have you ever had almond milk?
I love almond milk. It's the only thing I use. I don't drink regular milk. I don't like it. It doesn't.
Well, I'm going to have to go to that.
It's great. I like it. Ben and Jerry's, though, has answered the request of millions of ice cream fans, and they've got something that's going to make you very, very happy, a non-dairy line of ice cream in four flavors. This has been a long time coming. It's made with an almond milk base, and they say that it's just as rich as their regular dairy counterparts. They have non-dairy versions now of Chunky Monkey and Chocolate Fudge Brownie. Those will be permanent, and then they've got coffee caramel fudge and peanut butter and
cookies, which will be available for a limited time.
Why can't you come up with, like, vanilla or cherry vanilla or something like that?
Boring! No, Chunky Monkey is so delicious.
I don't. What's in Chunky Monkey? What is it?
It's banana ice cream with chocolate and walnuts.
Banana? I always did like banana ice cream.
Mm, it's really good.
I saw it.
McDonald's, also in the news, in the food news today, Dougie. They are saying goodbye to Happy Meal toys, but don't worry, it's just for a short time.
Yeah.
If you're looking for one of those little figurines, McDonald's is pulling them out of Happy Meals at least for the next few weeks. February 15th, Happy Meals will include a book instead of a plastic pop culture driven toy. I think this is an awesome idea. McDonald's is planning to distribute more than 17 million children's books to kids who get their little Happy Meals. The top four titles featured Paddington, Pete the Cat, Clark the Shark Takes Heart, and Happy Valentine's Day Mouse.
By the way, McDonald's has closed 154 restaurants. You see that?
I did. Mm. Yeah, 154 U.S. restaurants in 2015. They are the top chain. I mean, they're everywhere. They're definitely saturated in all areas of the country.
All right, so we have a poll. Back to the ice cream for a minute, if I may.
Mm-hmm.
How often do you have ice cream is the poll today at DougStefan.com. A, almost every day. That used to be me. B, a couple times a week. C, a couple times a month. That's me now. D, once in a while. E, I can't remember the last time I had ice cream. F, I can't eat ice cream anymore. G, it's too cold to even think about ice cream. So give us your preferences at DougStefan.com. More from Jennifer. What's cooking on Good Day in a moment.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, one of my company laptops is having issues way over our IT guy's head.
Well, you can trust Staples tech team to fix viruses, slow performance. We'll even get it back to you the next day.
Perfect.
It's Staples Tech Services next day guarantee.
Let's do it.
You want to check with your IT guy first?
I am the IT guy.
I see.
Make up and running happen. Staples. Make more happen.
PCs received by noon, ready next day by 5. Exclude service requiring replacement parts, off-premise services, and unbootable computers. Visit staples.com/tech services for details.
Jennifer Horn, what's cooking with Aretha?
Yeah, Aretha Franklin in the news, in the food news. She's creating a line of food products going up against another soul sister of hers, Patti LaBelle. Patti LaBelle has a food line as well. But Aretha Franklin's trying to jump in and compete with Patti LaBelle's pies. She's coming up with a line of southern cooking, essentially. She's going to do some desserts. She's going to do chicken and dressing in a loaf pan, kind of like a Sara Lee cake almost, except with savory ingredients. She's going to have her chili out and a whole lot more. I guess she's quite the well-known cook. I hadn't heard about that.
You know what she has to do? Because I know she's a good cook at it.
Four fried chickens and a Coke. That's dry white toast, please.
That's it. From the movie.
She made the four fried chickens and a Coke.
All right. That was when she was behind the counter in the Blues Brothers. Okay, what else, Jen?
Now, if you want to celebrate Valentine's Day and maybe you're single and you want to treat yourself, maybe you want to buy something nice for your significant other, Starbucks.
I want somebody to treat me for Valentine's Day.
Okay.
Boys don't get treated. Girls get treated.
Sure they do. I always buy Valentine's Day gifts. All right. The new flavors out at Starbucks just for Valentine's Day, the Molten Chocolate Latte, the Molten Chocolate Frappuccino, and the Molten Hot Chocolate. Mm. Chocolate chips melted into steam milk is at the base of all three of those. Yummy.
You think that's good? You like that stuff?
Made with bittersweet chocolate? Yeah. Yeah.
Coffee's yuck.
Oh, you're yuck.
Oh, what? I'm yuck?
Coffee says nothing but nice things about you, Doug.
Really? That's so. Thank you. 59 after on Good Day.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.